All right, worldwide live over the internet through BBS Radio. Thank you so much, BBS, for broadcasting this episode of Another Hour with Winfrey and Terry Brown on the Wednesday nights, where if you have questions, we have answers, will be presented here shortly. Today is the third day in 2018, January the 3rd. My name is Gijs Minderhout. I am located in Paradise, California, and this is, as usual, a conference call in combination with this radio broadcast, a simulcast, and we welcome you all. And as you hear the dings come in here short, people, as just happened, people calling in. Good evening. Welcome to the conference call. Please say your name and location.
Terry, Utah.
Hi, Terry. Good evening to you. Welcome.
Thank you.
Thank you for being here. And I want to mention again that every day we do a whole planet healing conference call, which is not on the internet, only per telephone, and you can call in at 7 p.m. Pacific time, and the phone number is 712-770-4340, and the access code is 250-513-pound. And this information you can also find on the dedicated website, which is www.planethealing.com. I welcome the next caller. Thank you for being here. Please say your name and location.
John from Las Vegas.
Good evening, John. Welcome.
Oh, hi. Hi, so have you heard of the new website? It's not just a website. It's a like internet protocol called LBRY.
No, I have not heard of it.
Well, you can get free credits on there, and they're actually worth money. It's okay. Like getting like $23 to start with, and that's going to be worth a lot of money in the future. Go to LBRY.io.
.io. Thank you for the information.
.io. Yeah, yeah, and just start there. It's going to be worth a heck of a lot of money, even those credits. They're starting to become worth more and more every day. Like, it just went from like 80 cents yesterday to like a dollar today already. So that's like, what, up 25% already?
Yeah,
I bought it or something, so.
Hey, John, let me first welcome the next caller. Thank you for being here. Please say a name and location.
Hi, it's Jane in Pennsylvania.
Hello, Jane. Good evening to you and welcome.
Thank you.
And I thank you for being here. As I thank everyone for being here, I think what we are doing is very interesting, and the more people that are involved, I think the better it will be.
Very important, yes. Ghost is in the path of another snowstorm.
Oh. Sorry to hear that. Stay warm. I welcome the next caller here. Thank you for being here. Please say your name and location. But only if you want to. We welcome you. Thank you for being here.
Did you know that Minnesota last week got dropped down to 41 below zero?
Yes.
That's cold.
That.
It's colder than Mars.
That's very, very dangerous.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
When you live there, you have to plug your cars in overnight to keep the oil liquid.
Huh. And welcome to the next caller here. Thank you for being here. Please say your name and location.
Positive greetings. Hi from Sedona.
Hey, Raiden. Welcome.
Thank you. Thank you for being here.
Equally with you, my friends. And I welcome all those that are listening in online through BBS Radio. Thank you for being here. As we await for Win and Terry, actually, it is up, so Win will be here shortly.
I know.
And I welcome the next caller. Thank you for being here. Please say your name and location.
Dharmananda, Boulder Creek, California.
Hello, Dharmananda. Welcome to the call.
Hi. Thank you.
Thank you for being here. Good evening. Welcome to the call. Welcome to the next call. Thank you for being here. Please say your name and location.
It's Don in Northern Ohio. Hi, Heiss. Hi, everybody.
Hello, Don. Good evening. Welcome.
Thanks.
For being here. And welcome to the next caller. Thank you for being here. Please say your name and location.
Hello, hi. This is Bonnie in California.
Hi, Bonnie. Welcome.
Hi, everybody.
Hi, Bonnie.
Good to hear your voice.
Thank you.
And somebody else joined in. Welcome to you. Please say your name and location.
It's Chris in Memphis.
Hey, Chris. Good evening. Welcome.
Hey, thanks, guys.
Hi, Chris.
Right on.
Good evening. Welcome to the call. Please say your name and location.
Hi, it's Prudy in Michigan. Hi, everyone.
Hello, Prudy. Welcome.
Thank you.
Hi, Prudy. Hey, it's John.
Hi, Don.
North of Minnesota.
And more people joined in. Welcome. Please say your name and location.
My name is John Munter in northern Minnesota.
Hello, John. Good evening. Hope you're warm.
We are.
All right.
Hi, it's Susan in Virginia.
Hi, Susan. Good evening. Welcome.
Thank you.
Thank you for being here. More people have joined in. Welcome to you all. If you want to, please say your name and location.
Good evening. Hi, it's Cleo in Connecticut.
Hello, Cleo. Welcome.
Thank you.
And I thank you.
Johnny, Minnesota, what's your temperature right now?
Oh, we've hit a warm spell. It's really up around zero right now for a few days. So, yeah.
Up around zero now.
We had temperatures like 28.
It dropped down to minus 41. I couldn't believe that.
What?
Yeah, a few places, yeah.
Go out and get some sun. Chris, how's your mom doing?
I was last Thursday.
I actually got out today, man. Both my mom and I never really knew my grandmother was in, too. But, they both got out today, actually, so they're a lot better. Thanks.
All right.
I just went and picked them up.
But your mom said that she had a condition that was caused by taking another pharmaceutical drug.
Oh, yeah. I've been, I've been telling her stuff for years, but, she actually has cut down, cut back on a lot of those drugs she's taking.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was a cholesterol, or I mean, it might have been some kind of cholesterol.
Anti-cholesterol, supposedly.
Yeah.
Good evening to the next person that joined in here. Thank you for being here. Please say your name and location.
Hi, it's Roger in Texas.
Hello, Roger. Good evening. Welcome.
Good evening.
Roger.
Gilbert in Central Florida.
Oh, is this Wilbert? Hi, Wilbert. Good evening.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you for being here. More people have joined in. Welcome. If you want to, please say a name and location.
Hi, this is Michelle in Cambria.
Hi, Michelle. Welcome.
Hi, thank you.
It's Wynn in Sedona.
Welcome, Wynn.
Hi, Wynn.
Hi, Wynn.
Hi, Wynn.
Hi, Wynn.
Hi, Wynn. Hi, hi, hi.
Hi, Wynn.
Terry in Sedona.
Hello, Terry. Welcome.
Jim from Irvine.
Hello, Jim. Welcome to the call.
Thank you.
Hi, Terry.
Hi.
Who else joined in? Please say name and location.
This is Ron in Mountain Grove, Missouri.
Hey, Ron. Happy New Year. Welcome.
Thank you, wife. How you doing?
And thank you.
Good.
Yo, thing I listen to.
And a warm welcome to all those that are listening in online through BBS. Thank you for being here.
Who will be starting in just 1 second.
Welcome to the call. Please say name and location. If you
Hello, hi, it's Joe here.
Hi, Joe. Welcome.
Hi, Joe.
Thank you. Hi, Terry. Happy New Year, everybody.
All right. Happy New Year to you. Much love and light to all those who are in the cold zone. I feel for you guys, and I hope you'll have a warm heart if it's cold outside.
Where is it cold?
It is another snowstorm coming down the, what is it, on the East Coast, I guess, the Midwest.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, talking for northern Minnesota, I'm just happy we don't have the snow up here, just the cold.
Mm-hmm.
How is your temperature?
Over here, it's, I guess, probably low 70s, upper 60s.
You got a spare room?
It's even cold in Texas. In Austin, it hit 15 last night.
Wow. Those are high, but Texas, that's pretty cold.
Who is that in Texas?
It's Roger.
Hi, Roger. Okay.
It's 52 here in Boulder Creek.
Roger, did you send your question again today?
No, I forgot to send it.
Well,
I still have it. It's still active in my mind.
Yeah, well, why don't you just send it really fast? Could you do it?
Okay, I'll do that.
Mm-hmm. You know, I suspect there's a few new people on the line. Am I right, Heis? Hello, Heis.
Yes, I was, what? I was turning things off. What is your question, Vin?
I said, I have a feeling there's a few new people on the line.
We had a few people who remained silent in the tonight, so possibly.
Yeah. Okay.
One of them, Anna from Washington.
Hi, Anna.
You're not you new, are you, like... Anna?
Huh?
Are you new?
No, I'm one of the ones who didn't announce myself because everybody was talking.
Oh, okay.
No, Bill.
Ben. You yes. are now and then, especially when you pronounce the S's too close to your microphone, and it happens also frequently on the whole planet healing calls that you're too close to the mic.
Is that better now?
Yes, I think so.
It might just be the mic as well.
You know, I think it's pretty sensitive. You want to, like, figure out, okay, if I can, you know, have two fingers between my lips and my microphone, something like that, that works, that you can keep it as standard, sort of.
Yeah, it's pretty far right now. I'm surprised that it's happening.
This is good right now, yes. And you're still loud and clear.
Okay, good. All right, I think we're ready. I'm just compiling all the questions.
All right. And I can tell you the year is going very fast because we're on the third day already. Can you believe it?
And what did you say?
I said we are on the third day already.
Oh, yeah. Moving right along, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Almost 1% here already.
I just noticed another phone line came in here. Thank you for being here. If you want to, please say your name and location.
Mary Lou, Maryville, Tennessee.
Hello, Mary Lou. Welcome.
Thank you.
Thank you for being here.
What time is your clock, sir? All right, here we go.
I'm going to mute the lines.
All callers are muted and they can unmute themselves. This conference is being recorded.
This is January 3rd, 2018. God, it'll take me a while to remember to say 2018. My name is Winfrey. And my partner, Terry Brown, are you there, Terry?
She is with us, yes.
Yeah, I'm here. Well, it's on mute.
That was record time. Good work. And we have this interesting thing we do, and I should just make a couple of precursor comments. Everybody, there's a lot of vocabulary that for some people, when they hear it, it sounds far out or woo-woo, like other dimensions. What is another dimension? Some mysterious place or the other side. And then we're communicating with what identifies itself as group souls in other dimensions and higher dimensions. And without going through a deep explanation, the easiest way for me to understand and visualize other dimensions is that there are parallel timelines. What does that mean? Time moves at different speeds, and they're right around you, right now. You are in a nest of parallel timelines that go back to source. And you could say source is where time stops. And so, many times, we don't sense these timelines. They're happening around us. And when I say we don't sense it, it's not true. We do sense it. We have vocabulary for it, like good vibes. What are good vibes? Good vibes are where you're accessing a parallel timeline and you sense something positive around it, okay? When somebody, when you have an intuitive flash or a psychic flash, you're in another timeline to have that flash. The flash comes in from another timeline. And we, to a certain degree, exist in an expanded space, but our senses don't pick it up. Our senses are designed for the Earth timeline. Our nose, our mouth, our eyes, our ears. So, we're not aware of this very much. Well, we've been communicating with sources that explain themselves to be group souls. And they say they can move in and out of time, like we move in and out of a swimming pool. Now, the first time anybody hears this, it's like, sounds very far out. And you can also be skeptical and say, how do I know that's true? I was skeptical. I said, how do I know that's true? For about 3 years. And there was so much phenomena happening around this contact that eventually I had to say, Uncle, they are who they say they are, and or I think they are. And they were able to answer questions. They are able to answer questions about how the universe works that, as far as I know, have never been answered in this realm. And they can be deep, they can be profound, they can be scientific. And Terry is the person who channels them. And it has to go through her mind. So sometimes there's a limitation on the communication based on Terry. In general, you should not believe anything we say. You should take it into consideration and see if it makes sense or if it gives you some kind of expansiveness or it gives you some kind of tool you can take to your life and see it work. Because if you can make something work, you know it's real. And people that have come onto our calls regularly have noticed that there's this sense of time moving fast on the call. And when time moves fast, it means part of you is accessing another dimension. And that's a good notation. When time moves slowly, then it's also an indication you're accessing another dimension, but perhaps a lower dimension. Many people can feel energy on this line. And when I talk, I'm not creating that energy. I'm talking into the energy. If I stop talking, there is a feeling to the silence, which is different from being by yourself and feeling the silence. So, in any case, we're going to ask questions now. And remember, take what resonates with you and leave behind what doesn't. And I do a little invocation of protection. Because when we expand into other timelines, there are also negative beings, service to self beings in those timelines. Some people call them demonic. I'm not calling them demonic, but they can try to tap into our energy. So we create an aura of protection so they don't do that. Just a second here. We do have some new people that have sent questions in tonight. And In some cases, you have to get the hang of this, learning how to ask questions. And when somebody's on for the first time, or asking questions for the first time, particularly if they haven't listened to the calls, their questions may not work. I might tell you why, but then I'll turn it over to them and ask them anyway, and we can see what they say. So, Father, Mother, God, we ask for the presence of the light to surround and protect Terry, myself, and each person on this line, and any negativity be taken to the highest realms of light and transmuted for the highest good of all concerned. We see ourselves in the flow of energy radiating from the center of the universe, through the galaxies, through the Milky Way, through the solar system, through the outer energy field of planet Earth, through our bodies, and into the center of the Earth. And right now, we invoke a group energy connection while maintaining the sovereign integrity of our souls. We invite those sources that are positive, service to others, honoring the law of one, to join with us, and we invoke a protective energy that only the positive has access to. Anything not of that nature must leave now. And do we have our sources present?
Yes. We greet you in the love light of the one infinite creator. We are here with you today, and we take a moment and we come into the third density, which is the physical realm. Our home is on the other side, and we are energy beings. We do not have physical bodies. We do have perceptics. We can see, we can hear, we can sense. And if we ever say anything that does not resonate with you, then disregard it, as it does not apply to you at this time. We do not come to you through the computer or the telephone line. We come directly to you. It is only the voice that comes through the computer and the telephone line. But we come directly to you. When we interface with the physical universe, we give off the color of a light pink. We are a combination of part of the Elohim group and part of the Ra group. We have combined to give a wider frequency and to have a broader base for answering questions. It is our delight to be with you and provide assistance where we can. Do you have questions?
Let me start out with a question that I don't think we've ever asked. We know that Elohim is the word for God, and I've asked you in the past, do you like to be worshipped? And the answer was no. You're kind of like our big brother in a higher realm, and you have things you can contribute to us, and that since you created this realm and you have observed it go through I don't know if I should use the word deterioration, but many people feel unhappy and stuck and trapped, and we know there's huge negative sources, intelligences, that are have a lot of power in this realm and control a lot of things against our free will. One of the ideas that's applied to the term God is omniscience and omnipotence. Omniscience being all-knowing and omnipotent being all-power. How do you relate to those words?
We have a very much ability to see how things work and for creativity. We do have ability to express power. However, we believe in free will so that we do not take advantage of people or force them into a mold or force them to be a certain way. We have been criticized for that because individuals express their creativity sometimes in very negative ways, and we are blamed for that. Each person is a spark of God and has set about on their own path, and they learn great lessons, even from a negative life. It sets lessons before them on how things work, because all is one, and you cannot do it to one without it being part of the all, and it is detrimental in some way to your own self to leave sections of humanity out in the cold without considering others and what you do to others when you would not like it done to yourself can come back later on what you sow, so you reap. And it can affect you detrimentally. That is a few of our thoughts in this area.
Thank you. A question from Beverly Brodsky. She didn't give her city. When you ask a question, particularly a personal question, and it's good to give your city. But in this case now, it's a general question. And the question is, why are we given difficult diseases? Beverly, I want to rewrite your question, because it sounds like somebody gives it to you. Germs give it to you, but can I say, why do we have difficult diseases, and why do children suffer?
Thank you. There are a number of different reasons depending upon the disease, depending upon how they got it, depending upon if it was geoengineered and the geoengineers decided that people needed to get that disease, so that one reason would be so that the drug companies could sell some kind of a cure. That seems outlandish and like no one would do that. However, there are people that would do that, and God and grants free will to people. It is important for people to stand up for themselves and to not expect God to handle everything for them. They are co-creators with the world that is. And if they do not act in a co-creative way, but expect everything to be given or done for them, they will have people that are not beneficial, that are not giving them the beneficial things for them, but are have an agenda to take in sometimes dubious ways. When one chooses to live in this density, it is a strengthening process for the character as one learns on their path to become master at life in the physical world. And we admire each and every one of you who has undertaken the path to express a lifetime in the physical world. Back to you.
Thank you. This is from John Munter. And I don't have his city here. I wonder if he sent it. Let me just double check.
It is important to put your city.
It helps you tune into somebody, right?
Yes. Yes.
Yeah. Let me see something. Just a moment.
All callers are unmuted.
John, are you on the line?
I am, yes.
What city are you in?
Warba, Minnesota.
Which one?
Warba, W-A-R-B-A.
Okay, got it. Thank you.
Which John?
All callers are muted and they can unmute themselves.
The John who's asking a question, but we didn't know his city. Okay? Let me write this down. Warba. This must be a small city. Okay. Here is John's question. Once in a lucid dream, I unexpectedly saw my beloved, and I focused so intensely on her, I flipped to the other side of the tunnel of light into a dewdrop of consciousness. And we contemplated each other's soul ecstatically. Is there any greater ecstasy in higher dimensions of light, sound, or group souls we should strive for? Or would that be beyond our reach and we should be content experiencing the ecstasies of the other.
Thank you. What a beautiful time. We see that when you are on the other side, it is not only one person that you can experience this miracle of oneness and love as there is unconditional love on the other side, and you can experience it with your love, and then it can be reflected through many people, the angels, the workers, the other people that you meet. It is beautiful to live in a world with unconditional love, not all of the physical universe is as difficult as it is in the Earth planet. And it is a miracle feeling to be able to trust other beings so much that you can let your unconditional love flow. Thank you.
Thank you. Mary Lou in Maryville, Tennessee. Well, how do you like that? She lives in the same room as herself. Okay? Now, I'll read this question, then I'm going to make a comment here. What can I do personally to help a family member who has a diagnosis of breast cancer and will be receiving chemo and other dangerous drugs? She has faith in her doctor and is not open to new finds or treatments. Can you help me to help her? Now, Mary Lou, I just wanted to say, you know, I talked about how they honor free will. It's kind of like if the person doesn't reach for something, how can they receive something? Now, if it was me in that situation, I would be sending her, go on YouTube and you'll see, look up, I cured my breast cancer, cure breast cancer. And you will find all kinds of people that used all kinds of different ways to cure their cancer, okay? And they sound very authentic. I mean, I've done this for people. I mean, for people I know who looked. And if she can look at those YouTubes and she still doesn't respond, I don't know how to go beyond that. Sometimes it's a waste of energy to try to push beyond that. You have to let things fall as they may. I know if you go on the internet and say alternative cure, natural cure for anything, you'll find a huge amount of websites. Now, this is where you need to apply discernment to figure out how what's legitimate and what isn't. But usually, if you keep looking, you'll find something that's legitimate, because there are natural cures for everything. And if you talk about a spiritual healing, you know, we are lucky enough to have a person that comes to our that we've introduced to our group, Kimberly Meredith, that does miracle after miracle after miracle of healing by laying on of hands or looking at people through Skype. And most people that are familiar with spiritual healing, because lots of people do some kind of spiritual healing, look at Kimberly and they say, we have never seen anyone do anything like that. She just got an endorsement from Dr. Norman Shealy, who happens to be one of the most respected alternative holistic doctors. Kind of, he's an older man now, and he heard about her and flew her to his clinic in Missouri, and he's still writing up and gathering all the people that she worked on, and he'll be putting it out. But he is totally impressed, and you can look him up on YouTube, Norman Shealy, Kimberly, and it'll come up. You can hear what he said. So when you can present all these things to somebody, and they're still unbudgeable, and you have to not just tell them, you have to show them. You have to let them hear people talk. So it's not just you twisting their arm. And if they don't want to do anything, I don't know where you can go from there. That's my answer. I'll turn it over to our sources.
Thank you. Depending upon the treatment that they get, they can have various results. And if the results turn out to be difficult or negative, then they may even ask, they may complain and ask for some relief of some kind, which would provide an opportunity for you to present other avenues. However, if they are just totally going with the traditional treatments, they may continue with the new prognosis, the results, and still believe that that is the best that can be done. In the greater picture, this is one life in many, and when the body wears down or wears out, then it is an opportunity for resetting, rebooting, taking a new tack. If you believe in reincarnation, then this is a potential way, and even if you don't believe in reincarnation, whether you believe in it or not, it can present itself and the person can renew without memory probably, but can establish a whole new life with another body that is beautiful and healthy, or they can move into the heaven realm, and in the heaven realm can reestablish, renew themselves, and decide what it is that they want to do next, to move into a higher realm or to come back to Earth for another life, we don't wish to go beyond what you believe in, but these are all possibilities. Before you got here, many people do not remember, but they did get here. And when they leave, they have other opportunities to continue. Thank you.
Thank you. Next question. Roger in Austin, Texas, has a tendency to accumulate extra weight and is 50 pounds too heavy and has failed to get this problem under control, including diets, products, calorie restrictions. All have been ineffective, and he usually gains back whatever he lost plus some extra. Is there a karmic aspect to my problem?
Thank you. Give us a moment. Examine your belief systems concerning the weight. There are cultures where it is thought to be very beneficial to carry extra weight. One of these areas is Russia, so that if a woman is more overweight in Russia, then she is looked upon as being a better choice as a wife because she will fare better in the cold, long winter with the extra weight she has put on. That is why you see many Russian women that are somewhat overweight. Examine your beliefs and disregard the media attention on having a certain weight. Diet is important. Sugar can be eliminated to a good effect. If your body is getting the nutrients that it really, really needs for building health, then the desire to eat will diminish, as oftentimes weight is put on when someone is trying to, their body is trying to get nutrients for itself, but the nutrients it's getting aren't satisfying it totally. If you laser in on the nutrients your body really needs, then the desire to overeat should lessen. If you do not have a desire to overeat, but are simply the body is putting on weight, then it is the same story. The body needs certain nutrients in order to make use of the fat. Sometimes fat is created by toxic substances in the food, and the body goes ahead and stores it just to get it out of the way and to not have it accumulating in the liver. So pay really strict attention to your diet to eliminate sugar, GMO products which creep into the food chain. Sometimes there's about over 100 crops, wheat among them, where they spray the ripe crop with, if it's a GMO-oriented farm, which many are, they spray the crop with Roundup when it is ready to harvest. And Roundup can create much toxicity in the system. And they really don't go out of their way to advertise that they do this. So do a study of what you are eating and laser in on the substances your body really needs and see if you can find out what your body is trying so hard to get and any toxicity that it may be storing to get rid of because it doesn't know what else to do with it. Thank you.
Thank you. Next question. And honestly, I think this will be the last question for today. It's from Don Herman in Ohio. Is the light body the same as the higher self? Is the light body something? Is the light body... You want to tell the difference really quickly?
Yes. The light body is a vehicle for consciousness. The higher self is the main consciousness that you are expressing yourself through. The light body is similar to a physical body in that it is made up of frequencies working in harmony together to bring memory, consistency, life, way of getting around as the light body. For those that don't know, the light body is your vehicle for consciousness, which survives after the death of the physical body and allows you to travel outside of your physical body and helps you to orient when you are in your physical body. Thank you.
The next question is the light body something that needs to be developed or just connected with? Any tips?
You are connected with your light body. It doesn't need to be connected with you. You are connected with it. And it is something you operate through. Does it need to be developed? It can be developed. And as you gain wisdom and strength on your path through each of your lives in the physical world, it becomes more and more wiser and developed and can work in conjunction with your soul and serve you to great advantage.
When you die, you've said, our body goes, but our light body, we become centered in our light body. Am I correct?
Yes, you are centered in your light body, even in your physical body.
When you die, what is our relationship to the higher self?
your higher self is in charge, and your higher self is directing what you will be doing. Where the higher self is focused, the rest of you will follow.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. Okay. It's 7:56. We're going to go to Whole Planet Healing. If you're interested in going along, go to WholePlanetHealing.com, and you'll get the phone numbers. Whole Planet Healing. And on that note, let me see.
We welcome each and every one of you. It is a joy to communicate and to be in touch. Thank you.
I didn't ask a question, Rich Buckley's question, and Valerie's question, because I'm prejudiced against Livermore today. They both live in Livermore. No, I just was giving people opportunity. New people were asking questions. And please keep asking, and I'll get to it, okay? And on that note, I'm going to unmute everybody. Here we go.
All callers are unmuted.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And we'll see you. Thank you all for being here. Thank you for asking questions. And we'll see you at Whole Planet Healing.
You're